on that. Strong performance against a team with a good result last week.
Fantastic, and it was a, they're a very good side. You know, the great form at home, and they had a fantastic result away in the road last night, last week. So we know how stuffy they can be. And I thought, you know, the first 10 minutes of the game, you could see that the game plan and what they had. But, you know, once we got a grippy and a flow of the game, I thought the way that we broke, I was absolutely delighted in terms of the chances that we created today. And, you know, the overall performance, fantastic. I can't ask for much more.
And just in, you know, in terms of the, you know, the start that we had and the set pieces here, set piece chances, you know, Maniff scored last week.
Yeah, I mean that's something I've got to give a lot of credit to the players and the staff, you know, because it's something that we work on very hard throughout. And for me, set plays is something that you can guarantee in a game of football, that you're maybe going to get at least 5 to 10 opportunities at that. So you're as well doing something that you're prepared on and that you might have half a clue what you're doing than what the opposition is. And I'm absolutely delighted that they're paying off for us. You know, Martin McNiff, he's got a great return at this minute in time, I thought. And not just in terms of the movement, also the quality of the balls that are coming in. You know, they're very, very good. And the challenge for myself and my staff now in the group is, how do we keep continuing to improve? And we'll keep demanding and keep asking for more.
Talk about continuing to improve. Consistency, is that one of the key aspects? Last time you win two, yeah. Lose two,
yeah, back, yeah.
Win away again today.
Yeah.
How did you draw that in the players? It's consistency.
Well, that was one of the things that I'd mentioned at the team talk today, because it's been a... It's like an old school report card, isn't it? It's been a decent start for us, but it could be better. You know, we won the first two, we lost the next two, we won the next two going into today's game. So today was all about, what are we going to get? Is it complacency again? Is it going to be consistency? They've answered it.
And just
how you
think, you know, Kareem's first goal today?
Yeah, brilliant.
So how's he settled in amongst the group?
Listen, you can see the talent that he's got, and, you know, it was a great opportunity in the way that the game was going to get him on there, and he's getting fitter, he's fitting into the culture very well, he's settled in with the dynamics of the group and the squad, and a lovely boy. Likewise, I thought the two new boys that got a fair bit of minutes today, Ross and Kareem, you know, the two of them,
yeah,
could have had a wee bit more in terms of front of goal. Ross, you can see he's fantastic energy. Kareem, he just handles the ball, you know, with a bit of clarity. He makes it look that simple, you know, and it was fantastic in terms of, I thought the Elgin player did fantastically well to block his first attempt, but, you know, he was there and reacted the quickest out of everybody there to score, and, you know, he'll be good for us. You know, there's no doubt, like, everybody is ready to come and play a part. I was delighted that we could get minutes for Tom Lang, who had worked ever so hard the last 8 months to get back on there. So, you know, that's just a wee reminder to watch to come for him also. And I think if you look behind me at this minute in time, you know, we've got a very, very strong bench, and so we do. So I'm absolutely delighted in terms of the dynamics of the squad, what we have, and I'm delighted with the harmony within that group. You know, they're all best of pals in there. They're like a family, and they bring the best out in one another for the right reasons.
Yeah, a wee bit about you, Dan, your own personal speculation
linked
to some other clubs.
Yeah.
Seeing that,
No, listen, it's always nice to get recognised or recognition or linked with any clubs. And there's a couple of my old clubs that have been there that I've had a great affiliation with as a player, etc. But let me tell you, you know, I'm absolutely delighted with where I am now. I've put it in record the last couple of weeks that the chairman, Norrie Innes, the board of directors, the best I've worked with in terms of their support and forward planning. You know, and my ambitions is to go to a higher level, is to go to the higher leagues and to manage a name and whatever. But I don't see why my aspirations and that of Clyde can't be matched together.
All right, cheers, mate.
Okay.